It is April 4, the first Friday of the month of April. Now, I don't know where in the heck she's been, but we haven't talked to Tanya for about 8 weeks. That would be Tanya Hege, who is kind of one of the informational Kongs of the First Friday Art Trail. Where have you been, girl?
Has it been that long?
We've missed you.
Actually, we felt like dyeing our hair red because you were treating us like stepchildren.
Wait, my hair is red.
I get it. All right, what is cooking? This is probably going to be the best weather we've had in quite some time for First Friday Art Trail, yes?
You know, we consider any day that the sand doesn't blow good Art Trail weather, so I think we're supposed to have really good calm, and I'll take 65 any day.
Yeah.
You know, all of our official venues will be on the trail tonight. Everybody's open. From time to time, people drop off for other events, but every one of our official venues are on the trail tonight, so there is plenty to see.
Now, if you want to hop the trolley, I understand all the trolleys are running tonight. You can board them up at Buddy Holly Center. Also, Glassy Alley Art Studios. They're a couple of blocks south of 19th Street on Texas Avenue. Also, the Underwood Center, Tornado Gallery at 19th Buddy Holly. And Urban Tech, TTU Downtown Center. Now, that's located exactly where?
It's on Main. I want to say, I don't have the exact address in front of me, but it's on Main. And we've really kind of spread those trolleys out so that no matter where you are on the trail, it's really easy to catch a trolley and get to the next location.
Okay, now the maiden voyage of the trolley begins at 6:15.
Yes.
And they're going to be running until
9:15-ish? Yeah, City Bus is really good about working with us. No one gets stranded. They run those trolleys until they make sure that everybody's been picked up and delivered back to their vehicle. They're just great to work with.
Okay, so. Now hold on a second here. We're calling them trolleys. Are they really, do we have five trolleys?
We don't have five trolleys.
We're just calling them trolleys. It just sounds better.
Than bus.
Yeah, we have one actual trolley. It's actually called Colt City of Lubbock Trolley. We have one.
Yes.
It looks like a trolley car, but
they've
actually
taken two of them out of service. But we do have our bus, which is bus wrapped with the First Friday Art Trail logo, with First Bank and Trust logo. And then they also have the bus that's wrapped like a trolley. Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the new bus that's wrapped like a trolley. And then there'll be various other.
We just wanted to bring that up, Tanya, because you know, the bus would pull off and somebody's sitting there. They say, are you coming? Oh, no, I'm waiting on the trolley.
Yes. Yes. Which, you know, it's kind of, we coined that term when we were using all three trolleys 10 years ago, and it just has kind of stuck.
Yeah. Okay, I get it.
That works.
Hey, now, excuse me. This is one thing that's kind of caught my eye that's happening. It's a little bit different. But it's at the Lubbock Garden and Arts Center, 4215 University. They're part of the Art Trail, too. Now, they're kind of off the beaten path. They're not downtown. But they're having the Architecture of West Texas competition. That's photographs of West Texas architecture.
Yes.
That's probably going to be pretty interesting, you know, because there are a lot of cool buildings and stuff.
Absolutely. You know, the Garden Art Center does such a great job of bringing in quality programming, and they're kind of the unsung heroes of the Art Trail. But yes, it is going to be a great exhibit. We have some really talented local photographers, and they always do a great job of curating a great show up there.
Hey, is there anything new that is going to be on the Art Trail that's just got your hair on fire today? I mean, that you're pumped up about?
There's going to be a really cool outdoor screening of some art films. The Charles Adams Studio Project, their building at 5&J Gallery, is going to be doing some outside screenings. Crispy Pizza is going to stay late. And the 5&J Courtyard is what they call that, where Krusty's pulls up and serves, will be open until 10. And so you'll be able to kind of kick back in the parking lot, eat pizza, have a beverage, and watch these really cool outdoor videos.
Fun.
Another thing that has kind of piqued my interest is the CH Foundation Metal Studio. They're having student works from Build Your Own Garden Gate class.
Yes. There's some really cool gates at the Metal Studio this month.
You know, so I guess that's also, I guess, a class that people can and subsequently enroll in. It will be available again, yes?
Yes, and if you go to luca.org and go to our classes page, we have all of the Charles Adams Studio Project classes listed. So you can see what metal classes are coming up in the next couple of months. You know, that studio is fairly new. They just came on board a couple of months ago, and they have hit the ground running with some really amazing classes.
Well, they didn't get the grant until, you know, I don't even think it's been a year, has it?
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah, it's fairly... Yeah, they may have been working on getting this open for a year. I don't know the
exact... Well, yeah, I mean, they've been working on the grant. It takes a long time to write and stuff like that. Yes. So it's been in the works for a while, but it just... It's only been up and going, like, what, about 6 or 7 months, something like
right.
that.
Right, and their classes have only been up and going for about 3 or 4, and they've been full every time. It's really cool to be able to go and do your own metals sculpture in a place like that. And, you know, they also have the print studio, so you could go and do fine art prints as well.
Well, I noticed on the list of the attractions for this particular tour, the Charles Adams Gallery is basically involved in 4 or 5 of these things.
Yes, Charles Adams started his own nonprofit, the Charles Adams Studio Project. And they kind of work in tandem with Luca. And he does some really, he's doing some really cool stuff. He's got both the print studio and the metal studio. He also has the studio flats at Luca, which are where artists live year-round. They have a small gallery space, a large studio space, and then their living space.
Yeah.
Kind of the only program like this, I'd say, in the southwest of the United States. It's a very unique program, and Lubbock is so lucky to have it.
Creative neurosis at its best, ladies and gentlemen, the Charles Adams Gallery.
And I promise not to say why it is long next time. I am so sorry.
That's okay. We've been kicked around the dirt before. Hey, Tanya Hagee, First Friday Art Trail. See you tonight, okay?
Thank you, guys. Have a great week.